O beloved Kripal, give your support to this one who is suffering pains. O Baba, don't reject me, the one who is rejected by the world. Give your support. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Deja Sahara Kirpala Piyare, page 47. What should I tell you, my Satguru, about what has happened with me? Even my fate has wept very bitterly over my plight. This sinner belongs to no one in this world except you. Understanding me as a stone of the roadside, everyone kicked me. My soul cursed my condition loudly. O Satguru, no Allah, Ram, or Rahim came to hear my anguished cry. O Satguru, whom should I understand as mine except you, as all others seem alien? He whom I made my own broke the mirror of my heart. Even he for whom I spilt my blood rejected me. Nowadays, fortunes flourish under the cage of tyranny. No means are successful in front of cruel Kal. But those who sacrifice their lives on your path, their fortunes are opened up. O Kripalji, take care of Ajab. I sacrifice my life and my being on you. I, the crazy one, have only your support. I don't forget you even for a moment. I have no one else except you as my own. Protect the honor of him whom you have embraced. O beloved Kripal, give your support to this one who is suffering pains. O Baba, don't reject me, the one who is rejected by the world. Give your support.
Deja Sahara Kirpala Piyare Ese Gamade Satae Nu Menuna Tukurai Aho Baba Dunia De Tukurai Nu Deja Sahara Deja Sahara Kirpala Piyare Ese Gamade Satae Nu Menuna Tukurai Aho Baba Dunia De Tukurai Nu Deja Sahara Kida Sahamere Sataguru Tenu Nalajo Mere Hoi Kida Sahamere Sataguru Tenu Nalajo Mere Hoi Mere Halahate Mere Kisamata Puta Puta Ke Heroi Mere Halahate Mere Kisamata Puta Puta Ke Heroi Tere Sivaisa Gunagarada Disida Jagavicha Horanakoi Deja Sahara Kirpala Piyare Ese Gamade Satae Nu Menuna Tukurai Aho Baba dunia de tukura e nu de jesahara. Patras majaha ke radamenu sabne tukrulai. Patras majaha ke radamenu sabne tukrulai. Mere halate, mere atmane, raja ke lanat pahai. Mere halate, mere atmane, raja ke lanat pahai. Al Ram Rahim Ne Satguru Sunina Anake Meri Dukai Dejasahara Kirpala Piyare Ese gamade sitae nu menuna tukurai o baba dunia de tukurai nu dejasahara Tere Sivaha Kisnu Samaja Satguru Har Koidise Puraya Tere Sivaha Kisnu Samaja Satguru Har koi dise puraya Tod gya mere dil da shisha Jisnu me apna banaya Tod gya mere Dil da shisha Jisnu me apna banaya Jisse ute Me lalu dolia Usne bi menu tukuraya Dejasahara Kirpala Piyare Ese Gamade Sitae Nu Menuna Tukurae O Baba Dunia De Tukurae Nu Dejasahara Ajazulamahadi Kedache Baba Paladiyane Takadira Ajazulamahadi Kedche Baba Paladiyane Takadira Bidarahadi Kalade Age Chaladiyana Tadabira Bidarahadi kalade age chalidiana tadabira terere havicha janavaradiya kuladiya jana itakadira Dejasahara Pia Kipala Piare Ese Gamade Satae Nu Menuna Tukurai Oho Baba Dunia De Tukurai Nu Dejasahara Sara Ajay Bahadi Lokirapalaji Jindajanatetavara Sara Ajay Bahadi Lokirapalaji Jindajanatetavara Me pagalinu terasahara Ikapalakadina bisara Me pagalinu terasahara Ika palakadi navisara Tere bina mera Hora na koi Lajarako galalae nu Deja sahara Kirpala piare Esa gamade satae nu Menuna tukurai Oho Baba Dunia de tukurai nu Dejasahara.
O Kirpalji, take care of Ajab. I sacrifice my life and my being on you. I, the crazy one, have only your support. I don't forget you even for a moment. I have no one else except you as my own. Protect the honor of him whom you have embraced. O beloved Kirpal, give your support to this one who is suffering pains. O Baba, don't reject me, the one who is rejected by the world. Give your support. And a couple of announcements. In 1 week, on Saturday, weather permitting, we'll have our fall work day here at the ashram. That's Saturday, November 3rd. There are plenty of fall cleanup tasks, raking leaves, gathering branches, garden cleanup. Families are welcome to attend. If you're going to participate and you want to stay for lunch, please let us know. There's a sign-up sheet at the book table. Or you can leave a message on the Big House answering machine or email us at santbaniashram@gmail.com. And in the event of inclement weather, there will be a message on the office answering machine, and we will postpone the work to the following Saturday. And in 1 week, and that'll be Sunday, November 4th, we will change to our autumn-winter evening schedule. So the evening meditation will be from 6 to 7. During the summer, it's from 6:30 to 7:30. So we're changing that to be from 6 to 7. That's for meditation. And the evening satsang begins immediately afterward at 7. And this is going to be at the same time that for daylight savings, we set our clocks back. So we'll announce and remind about that again next week. We're continuing in the book In Search of the Gracious One. And we're going to begin chapter 10 called Kirpal, the Gracious One. And we start with a bhajan, Sabha Paradya Karo Guru Pal. Shower grace on everyone, shower grace, shower grace. O Guru Pal, remove everyone's pains, remove the pains, Guru Pal. We are your children, you are our father. Who except you can reshape our distortions? Remove the darkness, O Master, manifest the light. We are wandering, show us the way. Who will take care of us if you will forget us? May we live becoming men and create heaven on earth. May the black cloud of sins disappear and the stream of Nam's nectar flow. May the honor of the Sangat increase. May everyone be blessed. Whoever has your form in his mind and whoever has your Nam in his mouth, all his works are accomplished in the wink of an eye. May you shower grace on me and may I accomplish my work. O Kirpal Guru, give me only this boon. Make my body, mind and wealth pure. May I be liberated from all dualities, and may I see your beauty in everyone. Ajay sings your praises with a sincere mind. And now Sanchi says, how can I describe the glory and grace of my beloved master, Lord Kirpal? I cannot describe his greatness enough through words. When he wanted to shower grace upon the dear ones, his grace knew no limits. His grace did not have any beginning or any end. He showered so much grace upon all the dear ones who came in contact with him. The reality is that whenever God wishes to shower grace on the souls, he himself comes down in the form of a master. Guru Nanak says, God himself takes the form of a sadh. Whenever he wants to shower grace on the souls, he comes down in the body of a sadh. Kabir says, the Creator is speaking through the human body. No doubt the Master has the human body, but still he is more than man, and he is above all men. There are many people sitting in the satsang. Some of them are clever, some are not, but still they are all called humans. The Master also has the human body, but he is above the limits of man, and he is above the limits of mind and matter. So Master Kirpal was such a giver of grace that no words can describe his greatness. The meaning of the name Kirpal is one who showers grace. In his bani, Guru Nanak had already written that if Sant Kirpal, the gracious saint, showers grace, then along with the devotees, even the critics will cross over. In every home, Master Kirpal, with firm determination and faith, spread the name of his master. And that is why today, all over the world, the name of Kirpal is shining. Master Kirpal Singh used to say, "The perfect masters are like the washerman. The washerman accepts the clothes of the gentleman as well as the baker and the oil merchant because he knows that he can clean the clothes of anyone. In the same way, the perfect masters know that under the smog of Maya and under the burden of the sins, there is a pure soul within everyone, and with his grace, he can make all the souls pure. In my area, there used to live a very good person from the Hindu religion. He would not eat meat, he would not drink wine, and he lived a very good life. In the same area, there also lived a prostitute. Both of them came to Master Kirpal Singh. Master Kirpal accepted that prostitute for initiation, and he did not give initiation to that Hindu, even though he was a very good person. How was that prostitute inspired to go to the satsang and get the initiation? It so happened that she used to live about 1 kilometer from my ashram. In the nighttime, when she would hear the sevadars at the ashram singing the banis, she would come out on the bank of the canal, and she would sit there and listen. When she heard the words of the satsang, she asked people to take her to the ashram. However, nobody wanted to bring her because they thought that they would also get a bad name if they accompanied her because she was a prostitute. So no one brought her to the ashram. One day, she herself came to me and she asked me, "Last night I heard you saying, 'If the gracious saint showers grace, even the sinners can get liberation along with the virtuous persons.' Nanak says this. Is it true? Is it possible for a sinner like me to get liberation?" And I said, "Yes, it is possible for you also." She then asked about the master and asked me if I would inform her when he comes. I replied, "Yes, I will send the message very happily, and you can come here." So she came there, and along with that Hindu person, she went to Master Kirpal. Master Kirpal, very happily, accepted that prostitute and gave the initiation to her, but he did not accept that Hindu person. This made the people of that area criticize Master Kirpal a lot, because they started wondering what was wrong with that Hindu person. They wondered why Master Kirpal didn't give him the initiation and why he chose that prostitute for the initiation. What was so good about her? I told them, "Only time will tell us why the master made that decision." Even though people criticized Master Kirpal throughout a very wide area when he did this, still, Master Kirpal didn't care for their criticism, and he happily and lovingly gave the initiation to that prostitute. I told the dear ones to wait for some time and see whether she continues to be a prostitute or whether she changes herself. Master Kirpal used to say that when any person comes to the master to become a disciple, the master sees the karmas and every intention very clearly, just like we see the cardamom seeds placed in a glass jar. They know how much affection that person has for the master, how much desire he has for doing the path of spirituality, and for what purpose he has come to the master. Those who have the real yearning for doing the spiritual path and a real yearning for God. Master not only gives them their reward, but he also gives them his own earnings. He tells them, "This is all for you. I have earned all this for you, and now you take care of this." Those who are not willing to do anything but just talk, and who come to the Master for name and fame and honor only, they get nothing from the Master, because the Master knows for what purpose they have come to him. It happened that after that woman got the initiation, she gave away all the wealth she had collected by doing that business of prostitution. She gave up being a prostitute, and she started earning her livelihood by honest means. She started living a very normal and simple life. She died some years later, and from the time of her initiation until her death, she lived a very good life. Master Kripal didn't care about the criticism of the people, and even though she was a prostitute, he forgave her sins. He forgave her faults. He welcomed her and gave her the initiation. He always used to say, "Masters, come for the sinners. We are the sinners. We have all the bad qualities, but it is because of the grace of the Master that we are attached to his feet and we are on this path." In the beginning, people used to criticize me also. They used to ask, when I myself was a very good person, why was I involved with these kinds of bad people? And why was I allowing these kinds of people to be with me? However, because of the grace of Master Kripal and the color which he had given me, I was able to color those people who were around me in the same color in which I was colored. It was not in my hands. It was not up to me to do that. It was only because of his grace that I was able to save myself from the sins, and I was able to love the sinners and later on have those sinners change into good people. When we meditate and come to the eye center and start remaining there, when we start going to the inner planes, even the lower planes, we learn about our bad qualities and the bad deeds which we did in our past lifetimes. We learn how many bad deeds we have done, not only in this lifetime, but also in our past lifetimes. When we go further up in the higher planes, then everything becomes as clear as an open book. At that time, we realize all the bad deeds that we have done in many of our past lives, and then we realize how dirty we were and how very gracious our Master was. It was only because of his grace that he cleaned us up. We were dirty. We had done a lot of sins, and it was only because of his grace that he made us pure. Just as the prostitute had done many sins, there was also a famous dacoit in Rajasthan who had committed many murders. He came to Master Kripal, and when he came there, Master asked him, "What is your profession?" And he replied, "All my life I have been a hunter of men." And Master asked him, "Now, what is your idea?" And he replied, "That is all over. Now I have come to repent and take refuge at your feet." Master Kripal gave him initiation, and he became a very good man. In the same way, Udham Singh was a very famous robber in Maza. He used to torment the disciples who were coming to see Master Sawan Singh, and sometimes he even drowned them in the river. However, when he learned of the importance of the saints, he came to Master Sawan Singh and got initiated by him. After that, he used to praise Master Sawan Singh constantly in front of the Sangat. When Master Sawan Singh told him to stop doing that, he would say, "Let me remove all my sins, because with this mouth I have criticized you a lot. Now let me remove those sins by praising you." All right, we will leave off there. And we're going to begin a satsang that Sanchi gave in January of 1980. This is on the second half of Ashtapadi 12 of Guru Arjan's Sukhmani. So we begin with lines from the hymn. If a man earns thousands, he runs after lakhs. He is never satisfied and keeps running after Maya. And Sanchi says, if a man collects 1,000 rupees, the desire for acquiring 1,00,000 or 100,000 rupees arises within him. And if he somehow collects 100,000 rupees, the desire for more comes to him. Once there was a Mahatma who went to visit the places of pilgrimage, accompanied by one greedy man who had in his mind that the Mahatma had a lot of money with him, and so he could get some of it. But the Mahatma didn't have any money. He only had 3 stuffed chapatis, which he was carrying to eat on the journey. So at one place when the Mahatma went to attend the call of nature, that greedy man thought, let me search through the clothes and things of this Mahatma and I can get something valuable. But he couldn't find anything except those 3 stuffed chapatis, and he ate one of them. When the Mahatma came back, he was surprised to see only 2 chapatis, because he had left 3, and he asked him, dear one, have you eaten that 3rd chapati? And he replied, no, I've not eaten it. The Mahatma was full of patience and humility, so he didn't get upset at him. And instead he said, all right, have another one. He gave one to that man, and he himself ate one. And again they started on their journey. After traveling for some time, they came to a river. It was in flood tide. The waters were very deep, and it was difficult to cross. They started across, but it seemed as though they would be drowned in it. The greedy man started wailing, and the Mahatma told him to remember God. You should remember God, because those who remember God get his help. So the greedy man began to remember God, and with his help and grace, they both crossed the river easily and safely. Then the Mahatma told him, you see how God helped us in that critical moment, and how he has let us cross this deep river? You should be grateful to God for his help, and you shouldn't lie, since you live in the world created by God. You should tell me, whether you ate that chapati or not. And he said, no, I didn't eat that chapati. The Mahatma was still full of patience, and he wanted to teach a good lesson to that greedy man, so he didn't get upset. He took him at his word and continued the journey. After traveling for some time more, they came to a forest, which was on fire. And the fire was very dangerous, and it was very difficult for them to get through. The greedy man was again worried. So the Mahatma said, I have heard that those who remember God get help from him, And if we are devoted to God and remember him with full faith and devotion, he can save us from this fire. So you should remember God. The greedy men again began remembering God and praying, and from that peril also he was saved. So the Mahatma told him, "You see how God has helped you now in two places. You should be grateful for the grace of God. You should give up your bad habits, and you shouldn't lie anymore. You should tell me whether you ate that chapati or not." But still, that greedy man didn't want to confess his guilt. So he said, "No, Mahatma, I haven't even touched that chapati. I don't know where it went." The Mahatma thought, "This greedy man has been accompanying me for a long time, but still, he's not ready to give up his bad habit. But since he has spent a lot of time with me, he should get some benefit out of it." He wanted that man to give up the habit of lying, because unless you become truthful, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. The Mahatma collected some stones, and with his grace and power, he turned the stones into gold. And he made three piles of it, and he told him, "You see, God has showered much grace on us because we remembered him, and he has given us these valuable stones. One pile is for me, one is for you. And the third pile is for the man who ate that third chapati. So, now let's see who will come and get it." And the greedy man said, "Mahatmaji, I should get this third pile also because I am the one who ate that third chapati." And again, lines from the hymn. "He enjoys many evil pleasures, but gets no satisfaction and dies by working hard. For peace of mind, man collects different materials for enjoying the pleasures of the world. But there is no peace in the pleasures of the world, and there is no satisfaction in the materials of the world. So in the end, after enjoying the materials and the pleasures of the world, a man finishes his existence in the material world." And we will stop there. And one more reading. This is a satsang that Master Kripal gave at Sawan Ashram. And it was printed in the magazine as "The Real Hunger." So beginning with a line from the hymn, it's a hymn of Guru Arjan. "A great yearning is within me to meet the Beloved. How can I find the perfect Master so as to fulfill my desire?" And Master now says, "Guru Arjan Sahib tells us of this strong desire to meet the Lord, which lies deep within the soul. And what are the means for realizing this desire? We must first decide if that yearning is really there or not. No doubt the tongue does declare it, and the mind agrees. But usually, the heart really desires only the world and the worldly things. Comb your heart thoroughly to find out exactly what it really wants. And you will see that out of a whim, sheep-like, you follow others who say that they are seeking the truth. But this is not truly wanting the Lord. If the heart truly desires, the prayer springs forth without effort, like an overflowing expression which cannot be controlled or stopped. and the heart cries out, O Lord, O Master, give me this thing. See for yourself, when we want something, how we cry for it, in the night, throughout our sleep, and in all our waking hours. Every moment is spent concentrating on the desire for that worldly wish. Automatically and with each breath, this prayer springs forth from that heart which is deep within us, the soul. This is the condition of most of us. When the heart sincerely pleads for something, that prayer is accepted by the Lord. But the trouble is that usually the heart does not want what the tongue is asking for. We're not true to ourselves. If only we were sincere, with the tongue and heart and mind all wanting the same thing, we would get our wish, without a doubt. Our prayers reflect our desires. Mostly all for worldly things, and our heart responds to this. We consider God to be some useful benefactor, and as long as He helps us achieve what we want, then we believe that there is a God. But if we do not get our own way, then God becomes a doubtful factor. Majnu, the famous Persian lover, for whom all the world and all religion existed only in his beloved Layla, he was once told by someone, Majnu, God wishes to meet you. And he replied, If God wants to meet me, he will have to come in the form of Layla. He could not even accept God without his beloved Layla. We also will not accept God unless he conforms to our desires. All of our remembrances of God are for the sake of the world. Surely, when someone like Majnu dies, would he not get Layla instead of God? It is all a play of the heart. When the cry comes forth from a true heart, then God prepares the way for granting the wish. It has been very beautifully expressed in Gurbani. The prayer which is true is heard by God, and he brings that child unto himself so that he may listen to him. When the tongue, the mind, and the heart become one, that is true. All else is untrue, illusion, falseness. Secondly, one should wait. If a prayer comes from such a child, the Lord makes that child sit beside him, and then he says, Ask, child, for whatever you want. Whether or not the heart can truly desire the Lord is a deep question. There was a true devotee named Namdev, and it is said that the balcony of his house collapsed for want of repair. So his relatives told him to get a carpenter to do the work. He went the next day to seek the carpenter. But, being a true devotee, he started thinking only of the Lord, and in so doing he forgot all else, and he sat down quietly in his remembrance. When he arose, it was late evening, and he returned home. His people naturally asked what had happened about the carpenter. And Namdev said, Oh, I forgot, but I will bring him tomorrow. Many days passed in the same fashion, and finally the exasperated members of his family protested and threatened him. If you do not get the carpenter today, you'll get a very rough reception on your return. Now this is what is meant by devotees and the world can never meet. Anyway, Namdev promised that he would really bring the carpenter that day without fail. We must remember that lovers and devotees cannot be forced to accept a certain attitude to life, for they are intoxicated in the object of their heart's attachment. So once again, Namdev lost himself in God's remembrance, and when he opened his eyes, it was evening. And he thought, well, now they will treat me very badly. But he started home philosophically, accepting all that the Lord sent with a grateful heart. However, God had seen his devotee's difficulties and had himself gone to Namdev's house in the disguise of a carpenter, and in one day he had completed all the repairs. One can imagine what beautiful work had been accomplished by the Lord's own hand. When Namdev arrived at the house, he at once recognized the fine work and realized what had happened. There's a Persian saying, only the bulbul can understand the bulbul's language. A bulbul is a bird with a very happy song. The eye of a true devotee can easily recognize the handiwork of his master. Even before Namdev entered the house, his neighbors called to him to ask him, where did you find such a competent carpenter? What are his wages? Etc. Namdev laughed joyfully and replied that that particular carpenter's wages are paid in love. They didn't fully understand this, but they asked how they could get a hold of him. And so Namdev said, break away from the world and the family, and then my carpenter will come. When one has broken all attachments, he will come without asking. Of course, Namdev was one of the few true devotees of God. He didn't ask God to help him. But God himself is concerned for those who are true to him. I can quote an instance from my own life. During Hazur's lifetime, when my son fell seriously ill, he was about 18 years old at the time. The doctors told me that his condition was dangerous and that I should take leave from my work for 3 days and remain with him, for he might die at any minute. So naturally, I did as they advised. But Sunday fell within those 3 days, and I was detailed by my master to hold the satsang in Amritsar every Sunday. The doctor had told me not to leave my son's bedside, but I thought, to whom does this child belong? The guru knows everything. I should do the work that he has given me. So I went to Amritsar and I held the satsang there. And after the satsang, I remembered that Amritsar was halfway to Beas, and my heart said, oh, why not have the master's darshan before returning home? So I caught a train to Beas and reached there about 1:30 p.m. It was a very hot summer season, and Hazur was upstairs. But when he heard that I had come, he called me to his room. He was lying on his bed, resting. But when I entered the room, he sat up and he asked me, what is the condition of the boy? The masters know everything. I replied, Hazur, he is seriously ill. But as I understood your orders were to go to the satsang, I considered that more important. Hazur became very quiet and looked quite sorrowful And I said, Hazur, why are you in such a mood, when the slightest thought of you can make one forget all sorrows? And he said, well, you have taken the load off of your head, and now I must bear the burden myself. On returning home, I found that my son was all right, and his condition had not deteriorated as the doctors had thought. These are the ways of the perfect masters. This is their greatness. So I may say that if you leave everything to him, placing yourself completely in his hands, he will do all of your work. So we will leave off there, and continue listening to a satsang of Sanchi in Toronto. This is in 1992, and the talk is titled Lost in the Mystery.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਰਮ ਧਰਮ ਪਾਖੰਡ ਜੋ ਲੂਟ ਕਰਮ ਧਰਮ ਪਾਖੰਡ ਜੋ ਦਿਸੈ ਤਿਸ ਜਮ ਜੋਗਾਤੀ ਲੂਟਾ
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਇਨ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਔਰ ਧਰਮਾਸ ਔਰ ਦ ਹਿਪੋਕ੍ਰੇਸੀਸ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਰੌਬਡ ਬਾਈ ਦੀ ਏਂਜਲਸ ਆਫ ਡੈਥ
ਸੋ ਸਭ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦੀ ਜਵਾਬ ਚੁਕਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਲੇਖਾ ਨਿਬੜਨਾ ਹੈ ਬੇਵਾਕ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਕੀ ਕਰੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਪੂਰੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠੋ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸੇਗਾ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਸ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਨਾ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਨਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਗਿਆਨ ਹੈ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਬੋਲੀ ਭਾਸ਼ਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨੌ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਖਾਲੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਦ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆ ਜਾਓਗੇ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦੀ ਜੁਗਾਤ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਚੁਕਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ
ਸੋ ਆਲ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਪੇ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਟੈਕਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਓਵਰ ਦਿਸ ਪੇਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਲਿਬਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੂ ਵਿਲ ਮੇਕ ਯੂ ਹੀਅਰ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਟੈਲ ਯੂ ਹਾਊ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਟੂ ਰਾਈਜ਼ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੀ ਓਪਨਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਬਾਡੀ when you will rise above the openings of your body and come to the eye center and will go furthermore in the within, then after reaching the palm of the master, all your karmas will be paid off and then you will not have to worry about paying off the karmas.
So Kabir Sahib Pyarna kehnde hai, Sadhu Mahatma ne jo kush bayan kita hai, oh akhin dekh ke kita hai, kise Mahatma di bani padh ke dekh lo, ਉਹ ਏਕ ਹੀ ਪੈਂਟ ਤੇ ਪਹੁੰਚਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਦੇਖੇ ਕਾ ਮਤ ਏਕ ਹੈ ਕਿਆ ਮੁੱਲਾ ਕਿਆ ਸ਼ੇਖ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਦੀ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਸੀਨ ਦ ਰਿਐਲਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਸੇਡ
ਆਲ ਪੰਡਤ ਹੈ ਮੁੱਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ
ਆਲ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਸੀਨ ਦ ਰਿਐਲਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਸੀਨ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਥਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਮੈਟਰ ਇਫ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਮੁੱਲਾ ਆਰ ਅ ਪੰਡਿਤ
ਹਾਂ ਤੋ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਮ ਕਾ ਠੈਂਗਾ ਬੁਰਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸਹਿਆ ਜਾਏ ਏਕ ਜੋ ਸਾਧੂ ਮੋਹ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਤਿੰਨ ਹੋ ਲਿਆ ਬਚਾਏ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਾਗ ਸੀਗੇ ਜਮ ਦਾ ਫੰਡਾ ਬੜਾ ਕਰੜਾ ਹੈ ਪਰ ਉਹ ਸਾਧੂ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਚਾ ਲਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਬੀਟਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਏਂਜਲ ਆਫ ਡੈਥ ਇਜ਼ ਅਨਬੇਅਰੇਬਲ ਆਈ ਮੈਟ ਅ ਸਾਧੂ who has saved me from that beating. Kabir Sahib says that it is very difficult, unbearable to bear the beating of the angel of death, but I am very fortunate one that I met with a sadhu, a master, who has saved me from that beating.
Kabira kaani peer te satguru le bachaye parapurvli pavni te pragat hoi aaye.
Kabir Sahib also says that, oh Kabir, I was being crushed in the mill, but the Sadguru came and he saved me. It is only because of my past karmas that he showered grace upon me and he saved me from that suffering.
So Swami Ji Maharaj bade pyar nal shabd de vich dasde hai, hey pyareo, tusi Sadguru di sharan vich jao taaki tusi badi asani na aapde karma da jehda hisab kitab hai oh bebaak kar sako.
So here Swami Ji Maharaj lovingly explains to us. He says that, dear ones, you go to the go and take the refuge at the feet of the Sadguru so that you may easily pay off the account of your karmas.
To santa da upadesh kise khaas mulk vaste ni, kise khaas kaum vaste ni, Hindu hai, Musliman hai, Sikh hai, Isai hai, chahe kise bhi mulk da hai, sare hi vaste ikko hi kanoon hai, ikko hi parmatma hai. ਉਹ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਆਓ ਹੀ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਹੋ ਜਿਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਇਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਾਰਫਤ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਹੁਣ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਸੀਬ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਸਾਥ ਤੁਰ ਪੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਦ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਲਿਮਿਟਿਡ ਟੂ ਐਨੀ ਵਨ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਔਰ ਵਨ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਔਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਫਰੋਮ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਦੇਅਰ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਲ ਇਟ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਮੈਟਰ ਇਫ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਔਰ ਮੁਸਲਿਮ ਔਰ ਕ੍ਰਿਸਚਨ or Sikh, it doesn't even matter if one belongs to this country or that country. The teachings of the masters is for everyone and they tell us that come dear ones, God Almighty who has sent you in this world, now He is calling you back through us. So that is why the teachings of the masters applies to everyone and those who go to them and those who listen to them, they get the benefit from the masters.
Paramatma samundar hai, shabd odi lehar hai, atma odi boond hai, ਫਰਕ ਵਿਛੋੜੇ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਲਹਿਰ ਵੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੀ ਹੈ ਬੂੰਦ ਵੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੀ ਹੈ
ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਐਨ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵੇਵ ਐਂਡ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਡ੍ਰੌਪ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਕਾਲਡ ਬਾਈ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਨੇਮਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸੈਪਰੇਟਡ
ਤੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਰ ਕਾ ਸੇਵਕ ਸੋ ਹਰ ਜੇਹਾ ਭੇਦ ਨਾ ਜਾਣੋ ਮਾਨਸ ਦੇਹਾ
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਸਰਵੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਗੋਡ Don't misunderstand him just because he is having the human body. Just like when the wave of the water or the current of the water rises above the surface of the water, but once again it becomes one with the water, in the same way God Almighty and his disciple or his servant is one in the same, are one in the same thing.
ਤੋ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਆਪਾਂ ਲਹਿਰ ਦੇ ਸਪੁਰਦ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਉਹ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉੱਠਦੀ ਹੈ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ 'ਚ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਬਹਿ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੀਆਂ ਲਹਿਰਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਉਸੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਸਮਾ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਥਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਸਰੰਡਰ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਵੇਵ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਵੇਵ ਵਿਲ ਟੇਕ ਦੈਟ ਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਡੈਪਥ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਸਿੰਸ The masters are the wave of the ocean. Masters are like the wave of God Almighty. If we will surrender ourselves to them, they will take us and go to our origin. They will go to God Almighty.
Aise mahatma malik de pyare kise khaas kaun vaste nahi aunde majhe vaste mulk vaste nahi aunde ge oh sare sansar nu ਆਪਣਾ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਉੱਪਰ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਵਰਿਆਈ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਮਨ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ
ਸੱਚ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਫਾਰ ਅ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਔਰ ਅ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਫਾਰ ਐਵਰੀ ਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਐਵਰੀ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਐਵਰੀ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਐਂਡ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਐਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਓਨ ਦੇ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲਸ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਲ ਦ ਫਾਲਟਸ ਆਰ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡਸ ਸੋਲ ਇਜ਼ Innocent soul does not have any faults.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj kende dooja hoye se abro kahi hai he parmatma agar kise ne hor ne banaya hove insaan nu ta assi kahiye ke hor mulk da aadmi hai nahi sare andar oh parmatma baitha sare nu usne banaya hai
Guru Nanak Sahib says that if there was some other god then we would say that this person belongs to somebody else he said that if there was some other god who had created some other people then we would have said that, okay, this is a different person. But when there is one God and everyone is created by the same God, then everyone is the same.
हाँ भाई।
महिमा सतगुरु वचन आठवां शब्द तेरवां सार वचन पन्ना प्यासी सतगुर शरण गओ मेरे प्यारे कर्म जगात चुकाए सतगुर शरण गओ मेरे प्यारे कर्म जगात चुकाए भूल परम में सब जग पचता अचरज बात न
स्वामी जी महाराज कहते हैं कि कही है बई ये भूल भलिया के सारा ही जग फसया होया है ये अचरज बात कि इंसान का जन्म तोहफा परमात्मा ने दिता है मान की कमाई ये एक सानू अचरज की बात लगती है क्योंकि जिंदगी असं यह सुनया नहीं हों कि नाम तो बगैर मुक्ति नहीं गुरु बगैर नाम नहीं मिलता गा बेशक असं महात्मा दी बाणियां सारी जिंदगी पढ़ते हैं लेकिन जिन्ना चिकर कोई महात्मा नहीं मिलता गा सानू समझ नहीं आती असं की पढ़ते हैं की करते हैं
स्वामी जी महाराज से दैट व्हाट कैन आई से एवरीवन इज लॉस्ट इन दिस मिस्ट्री एंड व्हेन वी हियर दैट There is no liberation without the Naam, and we cannot get the Naam without going to a master, to a Sadguru. All this looks very amazing and surprising. All this seems very surprising and amazing things to us, because in our life we have never heard that we cannot get the liberation until we get the Naam, and we cannot get the Naam until we go to the master. All these things are very amazing because even though we read the writings of the past masters, but still we do not understand what they have read, what they have written in that.
आम समाजां दे अंदर personally महात्मा दे नाम जपे जांदे है असे कोई निंदा नहीं कर देंगे जे उन्हां नूं असे आप दे अंदर प्रगट कर लेंगे लेकिन ना वो सानू मिले ना साडी उन्हां ने जिम्मेवारी लई भी असी तुहाडी जिम्मेवारी वोटदे हैं जो मदई साडे सामने नहीं हुंदा कादा दावा है गुरु नानक देव कबीर साहब कहंदे है जिन्हू बिन देखे बिन अरस परस के नाम लिए क्या होए तन दे कहे तनीजे होए ते निरतन रहे ना कोए
ऑलमोस्ट इन ऑल द रिलीजन्स वी मेडिटेट अपॉन और वी रिमेंबर द नेम ऑफ गॉड्स और वी रिमेंबर द नेम ऑफ द मास्टर्स हु केम इन दैट रिलीजन बट वी हैव नॉट सीन देम एंड दे हैव नॉट taken up our responsibility. So how can we be sure that they will be responsible for us or they will come to help us? We appreciate all the masters, we respect all the masters, but if we do not have the subject in front of us, how can we claim? So Kabir Sahib says that without seeing and without understanding, what good repeating the name of the master or remembering the name of the master will do if just by repeating wealth, wealth, one could become wealthy, then what was the use for, what was the use of working for the wealth?
Sahaja Bhai ne kaya si ga, ke Hari ne mukti jo pe bandal laate, ke is tarah tusi riti rivaj karonga, main pher milunga. Guru ne aake sare bandhna tod ke azad kar ditta, ke tusi naam di kamai karo, haathi ki paon mein sare paon, naam di kamai vich sare riti rivaj aa jande hai.
Sajjubai had said that God has put this ban or has put this condition that you do these kind of rites and rituals and then you can get the liberation. But when the master came, he cut all those bands, he lifted all those bands and he said that if you will do the meditation of Naam, that means that you are doing all forms of the devotion.
Jadon assi Mahatma da swarup sara din pyar naal akhaan de agge lehi firde hain ਇਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੋਰ ਵਿਰਾਗ ਹੋਰ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਹ ਸਾਹ ਨਾਲ ਯਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਇਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਪਾਠ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ
ਇਫ ਵੀ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਦ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਲ ਦੇ ਲੋਂਗ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਹਿਮ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਆਈਜ ਆਲ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਕੈਨ ਦੇਰ ਬੀ ਅ ਬੈਟਰ ਰਿਨੰਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਰਿਪੀਟਿੰਗ then the names which the master has given to us if we go on doing the simran all day long and if we don't forget it even for a moment can there be a better reading or repetition than doing the simran
jadon assi simran de jariye nau khali nau dware khali karke akhan piche aa jande hain ehde indriyan da saath chhad dinne hain ehde to hor pyar kehda ho sakda hai
when we do the simran and by doing the simran when we rise above the nine openings of the body and come to the eye center and get ourselves connected there can there be any better renunciation or sacrifice than that
bhul param me sab jag pachta अचरज बात न कहू सुहाई पागहीन सब जग माया बस ये निर्मल गत कोई न पाई
जीव की तो पाग लिया वे जब पाग साथ दंदे है ਫਿਰ ਜੀਵ ਦੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀਆਂ ਬਾਣੀਆਂ ਸਮਝ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ
ਹੂਸ ਫੇਟ ਦ ਜੀਵਾ ਕੈਨ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਵੈਨ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਫੇਟ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਹੈਲਪ ਅਸ
ਤਾਂ ਭਾਗਹੀਨ ਜੀਵ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮਾਇਆ ਬਸ ਅੱਗੇ ਕਿਸੀ
ਭਾਗਹੀਨ ਸਭ ਜਗ ਮਾਇਆ ਬਸ ਜੈ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਗਤ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ
ਇਹ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਗਤੀ ਜੋ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਹਰੇਕ ਦੇ ਭਾਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਗੀ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨੇ ਡੋਰੀ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਮੌਤ ਪਦੈਸ਼ ਆਪਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਦਬਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਬਾਉਣਾ ਗਾ
ਦੀ ਅਨਫੋਰਚੁਨੇਟ ਵੰਸ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਗੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਗੈਟ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਵੰਸ ਡੈਸਟੀਨੀ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਟਨ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਐਂਡ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਲ ਡੂ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ God Almighty has kept this thing in His own hands and only He knows that to whom He has to bring closer and to whom He has to give the initiation and to whom He has to keep at a distance and not give them the initiation.
Tusi roz shabd padhde ho Nanak Satguru tinna milaya jinna taron paya sanjog kya jinna da tarbadgah to Parmatma ne ਲਿਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਇਸਦਾ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਐਤਵਾਰ ਆਏਗਾ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਉਠਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਐਵਰੀ ਡੇ ਯੂ ਸਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਜਨ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਨਾਨਕ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਓਰਡੇਨਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਵਿਲ ਮੀਟ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸੋ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਇਨ ਹੂਜ਼ ਡੈਸਟੀਨੀ ਇਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਰਿਟਨ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਟੇਕ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਫੇਥ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ Only they come to the masters. Otherwise, those people upon whom he has not showered so much grace and in whose destiny it is not written, they will not come to the master.
So Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kende, Hey Paramatma Ji, saade apne vas sunda, asi taitho vichhad ke, jaman maran de kashti kyun bhog de, apne liya je mila vichhad ko ro van.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj say that, O Lord, if it was in our hands, why we were separated and why we have gone through all these sufferings. He says that, O Lord, if it was in our own control, if it was in our own hands, then why did we get separated from you and why did we go through all these sufferings?
We will close with the Bhajan, Kabir's Bhajan, Tere Namada Barosa Bardi, page 143. We have the great support of your Nam to protect the honor of the dear ones. Protecting the honor of the dear ones, protecting the honor of the dear ones, we have the great support of your Nam. Meditate on Nam as Dhru and Prahlad remembered the Lord. O merciful of the poor, with your support I have made all my family sit on your abode. If you wish, you make one obey your will, and thus do you ferry the boat across. By the grace of Master, such wisdom has come that my coming and going has ended. Kabir says, remember him as the rain bird remembers water, since he is the giver in this world and the world beyond. We have the great support of your Nam to protect the honor of the dear ones.
Tere namada parosa bari rakila japiare andi. Tere namada parosa bari rakila japiare andi. Rakila japiare andi. Rakila japiare andi. Raki la japiare andi, raki la japiare andi. Tere namada parosambari, raki la japiare andi. Tere namada parosambari, raki la japiare andi. Nama japo ji ese ese dru prelada japyo harjese. Nama japo ji ese ese dru prelada japyo harjese. Dru prelada japyo harjese. Rakila japiare andi. Tere namada parosambari, rakila japiare andi. Tere namada parosambari, rakila japiare andi. Dina diala parose tere, sab parivara charayo bere. Dina diala parose tere, sab parivara charayo bere. Sab parivara charayo bere, rakila japiare andi. Tere namada parosambari, rakila japiare andi. Tere namada parosambari, rakila japiare andi. Jatis abhave tahukamamanave, isabere ko paralagave. Jatis abhave tahukamamanave, isabere ko paralagave. Isabere ko paralagave, rakila japiare andi. Tere namada parosambari, rakila japiare andi. Tere namada parosambari, rakila japiare andi. Guru parasad se buddha samani, chukka gai fir avan jani. Guru parasad se buddha samani, chukka gai fir avan jani. Chukka gai fir avan jani, rakila japiare andi. Tere namada parosambari, rakila japiare andi. Tere namada parosambari, rakila japiare andi. Kaho kabir bhaj saranga pani, uravar par sabeko dani. Kaho kabir bhaj saranga pani, urvar par sab eko dani. Uravara parasabeko dani rakila japiare andi. Tere namadaparo sambari rakila japiare andi. Tere namadaparo sambari rakila japiare andi.
Kabir says, remember him as the rainbird remembers water, since he is the giver in this world and the world beyond. We have the great support of your Nam to protect the honor of the dear ones. May God bless us all.